You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. When people think Idaho, their next thought is often potatoes. But once you hit the Snake River Valley, you'll find more grapes than you will spuds. And this year, those grapes are celebrating a 15-year anniversary. According to the Idaho Wine Commission, Idaho's first American viticultural area opened in 2007. And over the years has grown from 15 wineries to more than 40. And that's cleared the way for two more AVAs and has produced more than 400,000 gallons of wine each year. Now, thanks to the Snake River Valley wine region, Idaho is not only a haven for potato lovers, but wine connoisseurs as well. Joining us today to talk more about this anniversary and wine is the Executive Director of the Idaho Wine Commission, Moya Dolsby, and Crystal Potter, the co-owner of Potter Wines and a board chair with the Idaho Wine Commission. Welcome to the both of you.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Okay, so Moya, what does the Idaho Wine Commission do?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're a state agency and we're tasked with marketing and promoting all Idaho wineries and growers. I feel like I have this great job because I get to work with wine and grapes and work with great people who just really want to like share their product and tell their story. It's pretty awesome.
Wow. And Crystal, tell us about Potter Wines. Where is it? And what do you make there?
Potter Wines, I co-own with my husband, Vaughn Potter. He's the winemaker, and I'm the business end, and I get to boss him around, which is fun. And we are located in Garden City, right on Chinden Boulevard, with a whole bunch of other wineries, actually. So there's a lot to offer here in Garden City. We call it the Urban Wine District.
Wow. All right. So the Snake River Valley Wine Region, and Moya, tell us where that is exactly.
So the Snake River Valley AVA is huge, and AVA stands for American Viticulture Area, and it's a federally designated grape growing region, meaning this area is different than anywhere else in the country, and it's a pretty difficult approval process. So it's really cool that we have three in Idaho. And I'm in downtown Boise right now, and I'm actually sitting in the AVA. It goes almost, it's 8,000 square miles. It's wow. It's huge. So it goes almost all the way to Twin, to Ontario, almost to Ontario, Oregon. So it's really big. Like, we don't even know like where the best grapes can be grown yet. There's just so much potential because it's so large. I want to say, I'm not sure if this is still totally true, but it was for a time, it was the fifth largest AVA in the country. And it's just amazing to see what we're growing in this AVA. That's why we grow so many other things too, in this region. It's because it's prime grape growing and prime agriculture land.
So what makes it that way? I know it shares latitudes with other wineries around the world. Yeah. Do the coordinates make a difference?
It does, because that determines your weather, right? It's your number of heat degree growing days. Like when you're growing tomatoes on your porch, it takes a certain number of days for those to ripen. And so we have the right amount of heat degree growing days for grapes to mature in Idaho. And also what's wonderful is that we have the hot days, normally, not this weekend, hot days and cool nights. And so that becomes the balance of the sugars and the acid, which is what you need to make good wine.
Wow. Okay. So, and I want you both to jump in on this one. Why has the wine community taken off over the last, 15 years or so in Idaho? Moya, we'll start with you.
I really think it's the people. I say Idaho is all about your friends, your family, and your dog. And I think when people see like Crystal's winery having success, it encourages other people to like, oh, maybe I can have a winery. That excitement breeds off of each other. And we also have, it's, more economical to start a winery in Idaho than let's say California, right? Just because of sheer land prices. Mind you, that's changing. But I think it's our culture. Crystal, what do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Moya. It's definitely the people. You know, I can speak for my husband and myself. We never, in our wildest dreams, wanted to even have a winery, but it was it was the public's response to our products that kind of catapulted us to make the jump. So without this amazing support that we have here in Idaho, and without people's willingness to try different wines, and really they love to recreate. So I think they just want to get out and they want to go try different wineries. And without that, I don't think you'd see the boom that you're seeing right now.
We're speaking with Moya Dolsby, the executive director of the Idaho Wine Commission, and Crystal Potter, the co-owner of Potter Wines, about Idaho's Wine and Cider Month. And correct me if I'm wrong, Moya, but that starts tomorrow, right?
It does. So we have several things that are happening in the month of June. So the biggest one is Savor Idaho. Savor Idaho is our big wine event. It's June 12th at the Idaho Botanical Garden. And we have over 30 wineries and cideries. There'll be food trucks. There'll be charcuterie boards. There'll be live music. And it's just a great thing that we do every year, you know, prior to COVID. And it's a great way to try a lot of wine, different wineries in one spot. And then we have this great passport program that we created. This is, you know, probably one of the good things of COVID that started is to get people to go to the wineries. And so several wineries, there's over 30 that are doing different specials all month long. And if you visit, you know, 5 wineries, you get X prize. You visit 10 wineries, you get this prize. And, it's a lot of fun, and I'd highly encourage people to do that. So if you want more information about both those things, it's on our website at idahowines.org.
Now, why is the AVA such a good location? And well, I think we covered that, but there are 40 vineyards in the AVA, or is that more?
So there's 40 wineries, and I would say there's probably around the same number of, there's 1,100 acres planted currently.
Wow.
And yeah, there's a lot of room for growth. I want to say the biggest thing that's holding us up now is, like everybody knows what's going on, there's so many people moving to the state for houses. So land preservation has been some different things that we've been working on, because we want to preserve those great slopes to grow wine on as well.
Well, how are you working to help protect farmland?
We go out there and talk to a lot of people, try to show the value. It is difficult, that's for sure, because the prices have got to be so expensive to hold the land. And then what is the land zoned as too, right? What can you do with that land? You can't turn everything into houses, which can be a benefit for growing. But yeah, getting into the grape and wine industry is not cheap. When you plant grapes in the ground, it takes 3 to 4 years for those vines to mature. So you're holding on to that hard cost. I mean, as Crystal knows, I mean, they've done a great job of growing slowly over time. And it's, I don't think they're getting, you don't necessarily get rich in the wine industry, but dang, we have good lives. I think you probably can get rich, but it depends on how you go about doing it, right?
We're waiting for that point.
Yes.
So on this cold weekend, Crystal, what wine would you suggest for folks until it starts to warm up again?
Well, it's funny because that's a great question, because usually by now I'm a red wine lover at heart, but usually by now, you know, I'm into the rosés and the whites. But this weekend I was just loving on a good old red blend. So, you know, just comforting, but I think our temperatures are supposed to rise this week. So I'll be getting out the Chardonnay and the rosés, and there's plenty of those to go around here in Idaho. So I encourage people to try a lot of different ones, and Savor Idaho is going to be a great place to do that at.
Absolutely. Okay, we've been speaking with Moya Dolsby, the executive director of the Idaho Wine Commission, and Crystal Potter, the co-owner of Potter Wines and a board chair with the Idaho Wine Commission, about the Snake River Valley AVA's 15th anniversary, plus Idaho's Wine and Cider Month. And I want to thank you both for coming on, and we'll put a link back to everything on our website.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tomorrow on Idaho Matters, join us for our Doctor's Roundtable, where we answer your questions about COVID-19. You can email them now to idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And thank you for joining us. And special thanks to our assistant producer, Hannah Gardosky. I'm Samantha Wright, and I'm filling in for Jim Agadet. You can hear today's program and previous interviews at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.